That song can mean only one thing. It's time for coverage of American Legion Baseball right here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Tonight's coverage of American Legion Baseball is brought to you in part by our area sports boosters. We now head to the Ball Diamond for coverage of American Legion Baseball. Here is Justin Fluke.
Welcome to beautiful Somerset Park in Sabetha. It's a Wednesday night in the summertime, and that means American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Glad to have you along. Captain Kurt Kilman taking care of us back at the Kansaland Studios tonight. I'm Justin Fluke with you in Sabetha, where it's 87 degrees with a southerly wind about 15 to 20 miles per hour, and we're set for Hiawatha versus Sabetha. That's our Legion Baseball matchup here for tonight. It'll be the second meeting between the teams this season as Sabetha swept Hiawatha back on June the 2nd to start the American Legion baseball season and have been playing good baseball since, as Sabetha's record is 16 wins and 4 losses on the year. They're playing for the second night in a row as Sabetha split a doubleheader last night in Seneca, winning the first game 10-8 before falling in the second contest by a 5-0 score. Hiawatha has not played as many games, has not won as many games, just a couple wins this season against 8 losses for the Hiawatha Post 66 squad. So looking for a victory here tonight. Several of their boys have been playing baseball, we understand, earlier today. And that's kind of the case with a lot of high school athletes during the summer. It seems like summertime's just gotten busier and busier. More basketball games, more weights and conditioning, more summer football camps and 7-on-7s and such, and of course some American Legion baseball as well. Sabetha will be the home team on the scoreboard. They're coached by Paul Hurl with assistant coaches Sam Keim, Ryan Wells, Adam Hurl, and Dustin Gruber. For Hiawatha, they're coached by Ron Smith. His assistant is Hunter Pavlish. Sabetha will use an extra hitter, a designated hitter tonight, and they have Christian McAfee on the bump, as McAfee will get the start here this evening for the Raptors in their home white uniforms here. Hiawatha with the blue jerseys and have red numerals and letters trimmed in white. So Hiawatha's offensive batting lineup, the starting lineup looks like this tonight. It's Ashton Rocky in center field leading off, then the catcher Bryson Lee batting third for Hiawatha, his second baseman Alex Rocky. Hitting cleanup, the starting pitcher, that's Xavier Oldham. At third base, Gunnar Kuntz will bat fifth. Hiawatha's right fielder, Gunnar Smith, bats in the number 6 spot, followed by the shortstop, Joel Bryan. Batting 8th is left fielder, Tyler Davis, and hitting 9th for Hiawatha is the first baseman, Ryan Keith. So no DH or EH for Hiawatha. They'll bat and play 9 here this evening in game number 1. Game slated for 7 innings. Second game of the doubleheader will not be broadcast. It'll be a shortened 5-inning game later tonight. Here's the defense for Sabetha. Behind their starting pitcher, Christian McAfee, his battery mate is Josh Herman, the catcher. Around the infield, it is Marcus Bauman at third, Matthew Garber at shortstop, and at second is Nathan Vooz. The first baseman is Cooper Bradbury, and in the outfield, it's Darren Funk in left. In center field, Aiden Lang, and the right fielder for Sabetha is Shane Fry. We're set for first pitch right at 6 o'clock here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. McAfee, a right-hander. First pitch of the evening is a little bit outside for ball 1 to Ashton Rocky. So Rocky, Lee, and Rocky, top third of the Hiawatha lineup here for this contest. McAfee looks in, gets the sign from Herman. His second pitch of the evening is belted towards center field. The long run by Lang, not going to get there. This ball rolls all the way to the fence. Turning at second base is Ashton Rocky, and will pull up there with the leadoff stand-up double. Ashton Rocky, the younger brother, with a good start to get Hiawatha a leadoff man at second base here to begin this contest. Rocky got a fastball there and hit it far enough away from the center fielder towards left, and the wind blowing it towards left field as well. I mentioned that wind at about 15 to 20 miles per hour from the south, so it's pushing the ball out towards left field here this evening. Now batting, it'll be Bryson Lee, the Hiawatha catcher, another right-hander as McAfee comes set. Checks the runner at second, not held on. The pitch, a high bouncer on the infield. Staying back is Garber, the shortstop. Now fields and throws, and it's off target. Bradbury tried to stretch and could not get it, and around third to score. is rocky as Hiawatha takes the early 1-0 lead. And that'll be an air, E6 charged, allowing Lee to reach and Hiawatha to score the run. High bouncer on this turf infield at Sabetha, and Garber had a runner darting in front of him, so he kind of stayed back to take it off the big bounce and then rushed the throw and pulled Bradbury off the bag, and everyone is safe. The runner came home on the air throw that went up the right field side. First pitch in there, called strike one to Alex Rocky, recent Hiawatha grad. McAfee from the stretch, and the pitch misses high and outside. It's 1-1 to Alex Rocky. Still nobody out, one run in, and one on first here in the top of the first inning. Get you some Christian McAfee stats here in a moment as this pitch grounded left side again. Garber backhands, throws to second. They get the out. Boos will not attempt the relay throw to first, so they settle for the first out of the inning and retire the lead runner. As Lee is retired, Rocky on the 6-4 fielder's choice. Alex will now be on first base. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Xavier Oldham. For Christian McAfee, this is his fourth start of the year. He has a record of 2-1. He also has a save. He's thrown over 17 innings this season, given up 18 hits, 11 runs. 8 of those were earned. 16 strikeouts and 11 walks. Opponents against Christian McAfee this season are hitting just .231. So pretty good job holding batters in check with that .231 average and an on-base percentage .355 for hitters against Christian McAfee this year, which misses high and in for a ball to Xavier Oldham. A dangerous bat here in the heart of the Hiawatha lineup. Alex Rocky leads off of first base. Bradbury holds him on, and the pitch again, pushing that outside corner and a bit too far out. It's 2-0 with Gunnar Kuntz in the on-deck circle. Crowd continuing to file in here to Somerset Park in Sabetha. Not near as hot as it was last week. Here's a fly ball to right field. Shane Fry back, and it's over his head. Caught the very end of his glove, but Fry could not retreat and get it. Around second, heading to third is Alex Rocky, and runners are on the corners as Xavier Oldham singles deep into right field, just past the outstretched glove of Shane Fry. So we've seen two very hard-hit baseballs by Ashton Rocky and Xavier Oldham. And Hiawatha has him at the corners now with one run in and one out here in the top of the first inning for Gunnar Kuhn.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all 7 of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha still batting here in the top half of the first inning. Joe Bryan, the seventh batter of the inning at the plate, fouls this one back, and the count is nothing and two. Hiawatha leading 2-0 now. They've scored two runs on two hits, taking advantage of one Sabatha error, and currently Hiawatha still has runners at first and third with two outs. A leadoff double by Ashton Rocky this inning, and he came around to score on an E6 throwing error by Sabatha. And Alex Rocky reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice. Xavier Oldham singled, put runners at the corners, and then a strikeout by Gunnar Kuntz. But then Gunnar Smith just delivered a two-out RBI single with runners at second and third. Oldham was held at third base, so Oldham is at third, and Gunnar Smith after the RBI single at first, but Hiawatha's got two runs on a couple hits. And now Joel Bryan trying to add to the early lead. This pitch goes behind him, and the count is 2-2 to Joel Bryan, the seventh batter of the inning, with Tyler Davis awaiting on deck. Christian McAfee throwing a lot of pitches here in the first inning. Right-hander is set and ready. Here's the pitch, and a fastball fouled. Further foul up the berm on the first base side. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes to the Hiawatha shortstop. Beth, as mentioned, won the first two games this season pretty handily against Hiawatha. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled off the end of the bat as Bryan fights off another to stay alive, and this at-bat will now go to pitch number 7. Sabatha sweeping Hiawatha 9-1 and 11-5 were the scores back on June the 2nd. McAfee with runners at the corners. Two outs. The 2-2 pitch popped up a mile high. This one behind the catcher. Herman off with the mask. Prints to the backstop. He gets there and makes the catch. Phenomenal play by Josh Herman to end the inning. And Hiawatha does get two runs on two hits, an error, and a couple left on base. We head to the bottom of the first. Sabatha will get their first crack at the bat on offense when we return here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke back with you at Somerset Park in Sabatha. Bottom of the first inning, here's the Sabatha batting lineup for Coach Paul Hurl and company tonight. Leading off, it'll be Marcus Bauman and then Darren Funk. The extra hitter batting third is Braden Argabright. Then it's Josh Herman, Cooper Bradbury, and Shane Fry in the middle of the Sabatha lineup. The lower third has the designated hitter, Jonathan Renier, batting seventh, followed by Matthew Garber and Nathan Voos. So Christian McAfee will not bat, the pitcher here in Game 1 for Sabetha this evening. Don't forget, in all of our American Legion Baseball broadcasts throughout the summer, at the end of the contest, we'll pick a McDonald's player of the game. That player will win a free gift certificate for an extra value meal to McDonald's at the Hiawatha or Seneca location. McDonald's, our player of the game sponsor, again here in 2021. Xavier Oldham taking his warm-up tosses. And here's the Hiawatha defense behind him. His battery mate Bryson Lee around the infield. It's Gunnar Kuntz at third, Joe Bryan at shortstop, Alex Rocky at second, and Ryan Keith is at first. In the outfield, Tyler Davis in left, Ashton Rocky in center, and Gunnar Smith is in right field for Hiawatha. Xavier Oldham, right-handed pitcher. Here's the delivery, and his first delivery is right in there for a called strike one. Marcus Bauman, right-handed hitter, and hits one into left field. It's hit directly at Tyler Davis. At least he thought so, and then it went over his head. A misplayed, kind of a misjudged ball that should have been a very routine out turns into a leadoff double for Marcus Bauman. As Davis just stood there like, it's coming right to me, I got it, and then the ball flew 3 feet over his head and rolled to the warning track. So a mental error, not a physical error, and a leadoff double for Marcus Bauman and the Raptors. Hiawatha leading 2-0 here as Sabetha bats for the first time. Darren Funk hitting left-handed, and he takes the first pitch at the lower part of the zone, called strike one as well. Sabetha having a decent season offensively, hitting .316 as a team. Bauman .356 and Funk hitting .364. Both teams getting a leadoff double here in inning number one tonight. Hiawatha able to score two runs on two hits and error in the top half of the first. This pitch fouled just behind the on-deck circle in the Sabetha third base dugout. And one ball and a couple strikes now against Darren Funk, the recent Sabetha grad. Braden Argabright will hit next. Argabright and Herman, the best offensive batters for Sabetha this season with averages over .400. And a ground ball to second, fielded, then bobbled by Rocky, and he picks up and throws. It's not going to be in time. That is an error on Alex Rocky, the second baseman for Hiawatha, as Marcus Bauman moves to third, and it's an E4 on the play. Even on the turf, the ball didn't quite bounce as Alex had expected it to. It was hit pretty sharply and almost right at him, and he still had a chance. But the bobble just cost him close play at first, and Funk able to beat it out. So now Braden Argabright, dangerous left-handed hitter. He's got two of Sabetha's three home runs this season. Runner from first stealing, a fly ball down the left field line. This could be trouble. It's deep in the corner, and it bounces, and one hops the fence. Marcus Bauman scores easily. Around third is Darren Funk. He's sent home, and he'll score. Standing up, it's a two RBI double for Braden Argabright. It helped that Funk was off and running on that pitch, and Argabright went opposite field into the left field corner to drive in two runs and tie this ball game after just three batters. So Argabright stays hot. He's now at second, and here's Josh Herman. That's about the right-handed catcher, and he takes the called strike at the knees, as most of the Sabetha batters have done, it seems like, here in this bottom of the first. Told you Josh Herman's average of .436. And he takes high this time. It's 1-1. So both teams with the leadoff double. Both teams committing an error to the second batter of the game. But Sabetha getting a big hit to drive in a couple runs from Argabright, by the way, for Braden. Those are RBIs number 14 and 15 of the summer season. This pitch again a little high from Xavier Oldham, and it's now 2-1. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Sabetha scored it twice to tie it and have a runner at second base with nobody out. Fourth batter of the inning is Herman. This pitch gets past the catcher Lee, and that will advance Argabright to third base. Sabetha with 144 runs scored this season in 20 games, so averaging better than 7 runs per contest. From the stretch, Oldham with the runner at third and a good off-speed pitch right on the inside part of the plate. It's called strike two to even the count. Cooper Bradbury is on deck. Then Shane Fry. Oldham set, brings it in, and misses outside, and that's ball four, so Herman able to work a walk, and all four Sabetha batters have now reached base safely. Cooper Bradbury to the plate, with runners at the corners. Bradbury hitting 310 on the campaign, runner from first stealing the pitch inside. They do throw down to second, and not in time to get Herman. Staying at third is Argabright. But Hiawatha did come up throwing there as Lee tried to get the runner with Rocky, the second baseman, taking the throw. Now runners are at second and third after Herman steal. 1-0 pitch to Bradbury is in there, called strike one. Next pitch from Oldham is outside. Now two balls and a strike to Bradbury. Royals taking on the Yankees again tonight after beating New York yesterday. That game just getting started. Royals winning 6-5 over the Yankees after taking 2 of 3 against the Red Sox over the weekend in Kansas City. Foul out of play here on the right field side. It's 2-2 to Cooper Bradbury. Still nobody out. So about the batting with both teams now having 2 runs on 2 hits. We're in the bottom of the first inning. 2-2 pitch from Oldham. Grounded slowly. Ryan Fields, the shortstop, is only throwing first, but way high with the throw. And a second run will come in to score. Argabright came home on the hit. Herman will come home on the throwing error. That is E6. And Hiawatha's second error of the inning has given Sabetha a 4-2 lead. So one RBI for Bradbury, but an E6 that allows him to reach. He gets credit for one RBI, not the other. And out of the dugout is Ron Smith, huddled now around Oldham and the rest of the Hiawatha infield to try to figure out, first things first here, how to record an out. None so far here in the inning, with the sixth batter, Shane Fry, getting ready to come to the plate. Our Legion Baseball summer sponsors do include Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services at 815 Oregon Street. Also, Two Timbers in Highland is Home Plus Senior Living Community. And Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, good food and good experienced people. Shane Fry will bat now for the Raptors with the runner at second base and still nobody out. Bradbury went to second on that throwing error, E6. It was way high. This pitch is high, but it's popped up. Back goes the first baseman, Keith, in foul territory. Can't quite find it. He actually overran it, went past it, and then fighting the sun as he turned, and it bounced much closer to fair territory than he thought. Pretty deep out there, as Fry will get another opportunity with the count 0-1. Jonathan Renier, the designated hitter, awaiting on deck. Mentioned the Royals a moment ago, and they just scored 2 runs as got off to a quick start against the Yanks tonight. Ryan O'Hearn, a 2-run homer. Here's the one strike pitch down and in to Shane Fry, 1-1 the count. Runner at second. Ryan trying to keep him close. This pitch down and in gets away from the catcher to the right side, Lee. By the time he gets it, Cooper Bradbury has advanced to third. 4-2, Sabetha leading, bottom of the first, nobody out. Sabetha scored 4 runs on 2 hits and 2 errors, plus a walk. And a looper here, and that's going to fall into right field. An RBI single for Shane Fry, misplayed by Smith. The ball rolls past him about 15 feet. The center fielder comes over to get it, and another Hiawatha error as Fry will advance to second base after his RBI single on the E9. Just a misplayed ball there rolling in the outfield. That'll bring up Jonathan Renier with still nobody out. A runner at second, and now Sabatha leading at 5-2. Pitch by Oldham is looking for some help. That's pulled in a line drive single into left field. Holding at third base is Shane Fry, and Jonathan Renier needed just one pitch to get aboard. The single for him is Sabatha's fourth hit here of the inning. Oldham has given up just one walk, so he's throwing strikes, but a few costly errors behind him, and Al Sabatha is starting to get some great contact and sending some to the outfield. Matthew Garber, the eighth batter of the inning, to come to the plate, still with nobody out here in the bottom of the first after a throw over, but Renier's back safely at first. Oldham comes set with runners on the corners. The runner takes off and a fly ball down the right field side. Long run, Smith coming in, and then pulls up, can't quite get there. And home from third is Shane Fry to make it a 6-2 Sabatha lead. An RBI single for Matthew Garber. That one just kind of blooped. Smith took off sprinting. In fact, fast enough that his hat blew off running into that 15-mile-an-hour south wind, but unable to make a play on the ball, and now it'll be Nathan Voos looking for some signs from Paul Hurl over at the third base coaching box for Sabatha. Last two batters have each singled on their first pitch. This is a swing and a foul tip by Nathan Voos for strike one. Oldham hasn't thrown a ton of pitches, but Sabatha did a great job of just putting the ball in play. Good things happening. Helped by three errors. Six runs now on five hits total. And the pitch is inside to Voos. It's 1-1. Nathan Voos, just 27 at-bats this summer. His average, only 148, as he fouls one back towards us, and now it's 1-2. Jonathan Renier is at second base. Matthew Garber at first. The top six hitters in the Sabatha lineup have all reached and scored here in the inning. 1-2 from Oldham. Back at him. A nice play. He's going to throw to third, and they get that lead out. Back to first and a stretch, and not quite in time there. So first out of the inning comes at third as Renier is retired on the 1-5 fielder's choice. The 1-5 fielder's choice, runners at first and second still, and here's the leadoff batter Marcus Baumann for the second time this inning. Doubled to get things started, and he takes a bit low, ball one. The first time through the order with This is Aiden Lang, not quite back to the top. Aiden Lang is the center fielder. I forgot the extra hitter and the designated hitter, so they're batting. Sabatha's batting 10. So this is Aiden Lang, the center fielder, hitting in the number 10 spot. And he is hit by the pitch? Yeah, so the bases are loaded. And now here's Marcus Baumann. Still just one out in the inning. Baumann takes a strike on the inside part of the plate. So Garber moving to third on that hit-by-pitch. Voos is at second. And Aiden Lang, after being hit by the pitch, is now at first. Delivery to Baumann is high and in. It's 1-1. Baumann a double in the first of six runs to come around and score. Bases loaded with one out. Sabatha leading 6-2, bottom of inning number one. Pitch lifted to short center. This could be trouble. No man's land out there. It's going to fall. One run scores, and that'll be it with just one out. The runners making sure the ball was not caught. It'll be an RBI bloop single for Marcus Baumann, and now a 7-2 Sabatha lead. That brings up Darren Funk, who reached on an error, and there's been a total of three Hiawatha errors here in the inning, and now the second trip to the mound by Coach Ron Smith, and that means a pitching change is going to be made, as can't fault Xavier Oldham for a lot of this damage. But Sabatha has hit it and put it in play, and good things have happened to the tune of seven runs on six hits, three Hiawatha errors, and Still three guys left on base. That'll be the responsibility of Xavier Oldham. It looks like it's center fielder Ashton Rocky that's coming in to pitch for Hiawatha. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
A lot of unearned runs here for Samantha in the bottom of the first inning. The second batter reached on an error, and the fourth batter reached on an error. And had that not happened, if you would have had two simple outs on a couple of those plays, it would be a 2-1 ball game right now, and we'd be in the second inning with Hiawatha leading it 2-1. But instead, three errors, a couple early in this inning, have extended things and now chased Xavier Oldham out of the game after recording just one out. So a third of an inning, giving up six hits. So far, seven runs, but only one earned and one walk. So now Ashton Rocky into pitch. He's greeted by Darren Funk, left-handed batter, sends it mile high to center field where Xavier Oldham's now at. Camps underneath it, makes the catch. It'll be deep enough to score a run. That's the second out of the inning, as it's a sac fly RBI for Darren Funk. But there's now two outs, as the fielder's choice was the first out of the inning and at third. And now Braden Argebright will try to extend the damage. 8-2 as Matthew Garber came home on that sac fly by Funk to center field. Argebright, a two-run double his first time up. Throw down his second, not in time. Scooped by Brian just in front of the bag. The Meth has been very aggressive, and there's another stolen base, this one by Marcus Bauman. At third is Lang. Ball hit off the third base side, long run, and the shortstop over to make the catch. Retiring Argebright, Joel Bryan, long run into foul territory, but made a super catch there and able to retire the side with out number three. But Sabatha does work. Eight runs on six hits for Sabatha in the first inning. Took advantage of three Hiawatha errors, and they left a couple guys stranded on base. We head to inning number two after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Somerset Park in Sabatha with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you. On to the second inning we go. 10 runs total in that first inning. Sabatha got eight of them. Hiawatha had two. And now Tyler Davis leads off for post 66. Number 8 batter and left fielder takes outside from Christian McAfee, who's had a long tie between innings in the dugout and will now go back to work with a 6-run cushion. Second pitch to Davis is outside again. It's 2-0. Ryan Keith on deck, and then leadoff hitter Ashton Rocky due up for Hiawatha in the top of the second. Bet the plane straight up, pretty shallow, especially in center field. The fastball there swung on and went for strike one. So Sabatha batted 13 in the first inning to get their 8 runs on 6 hits, 3 errors, left a couple on. Ashton Rocky came in to get the final 2 outs of that inning. Faced only 2 batters and got 2 outs, so a pretty good job to come in and limit the damage right there. 2-2 now to Tyler Davis. McAfee gets the sign from Herman. He'll go from the windup. And the pitch, fastball, looped over second and into short right field for a leadoff single. Hiawatha had a leadoff double in the first inning. Now a leadoff single by Davis here in the second. That'll bring up Ryan Keith. American Legion Baseball on Kansas Land Radio being brought to you by Kirkwood & Company in Highland. Restaurant and sports bar that's open 7 days a week. You can visit Kirkwood on Facebook for daily specials or stop by for food and drinks in Highland. This pitch swung on and missed by Ryan Keith. He's a left-handed hitter. Plenty of lefties batting from the right side of the plate here in this game one. Doubleheader tonight in Sabatha. McAfee from the stretch with that runner on first, pitches and gets another swing and a miss, jumping ahead of Ryan Keith, nothing and two. Legion Baseball also brought to you by the Moreland James Banks in Sabatha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. Moreland James Banks. Here's the 0-2, and that's inside low. Good stop by Herman. So McAfee gave up 2 runs, 2 hits, had an error behind him with 1 strikeout and no walks in his first inning of work. This pitch hit Ryan Keith on a 1-2. Not what he meant to do. Davis will advance to second. Now both teams have had a batter hit by pitch. And Hiawatha's got 2 base runners back on. At this rate, it might be a 40-8 final score, the pace that we're trending. Outs have been hard to come by. Ashton Rocky doubled for Hiawatha to start the game. Back up there now, and now the pitcher as well, and he takes outside, ball one. Don't have any Hiawatha stats tonight, so apologize, unable to get anything to be able to pass along and share with you during the broadcast about Hiawatha's numbers shaping up for the season. There's a good breaking ball by McAfee. Beautiful pitch. McAfee, not a ton of velocity, but if he can change things up, and that breaking pitch was a beauty. With a nice lead here, he's got to be pretty relaxed. Fastball overthrew that as he sweeps his arm across the plate, misses low and outside, 2-1 to Ashton Rocky. Bryson Lee on deck, Alex Rocky in the hole, nobody out in the top of inning number 2. Told you 88 or 87 was our official game time temperature just before 6 o'clock here this evening. South wind still blowing out towards left field. Pitch by McAfee right down the middle. Fouled, it'll be out of play. 2-2 now to Ashton. Here at Somerset Park, it's 381 feet to dead center. 361 in the right center gap and 359, a little shorter in left center field. 319 feet down the left field line and 317 to the right field corner. Nobody out, 2 on. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Way outside, Herman knocked it down. It rolls away from him, but runner's going to not risk anything here with nobody out as Davis stays at second and Ryan Keith is still at first, and the count is full now to Ashton Rocky. Payoff pitch. High bouncer on the infield, gloved high at third by Bauman. He'll throw to second. They get that out. That'll be it. Loose there to take the throw. So it is a 5-4 fielder's choice to retire Ryan Keith for the first out of the inning. The one away, and runners are on the corners for Bryson Lee. He reached on an E6 his first time up. Runner goes and uncontested. Moving into second base is Ashton Rocky. So two here in scoring position with Hiawatha trailing by 6 runs. McAfee gets the sign. The right-hander's ready. Here's the pitch to the right-hander Lee, and it's through on the right side into right field. One run scores, and holding at third base is Ashton Rocky. It's an RBI single for Bryson Lee. Both teams continue to put the ball in play, and pretty good bats, making some nice contact here in the first inning and a half of this contest. Tyler Davis scored after leading off the inning with a single, so it's now 8-3. Ashton Rocky at third and Bryson Lee at first, and here's Alex Rocky. Reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice, scored the second Hiawatha run, and he takes just off the outside part of the plate. It's 1-0. Xavier Oldham is on deck. Lee takes off from first. The pitch inside. They throw to third, but back safely is Ashton Rocky. So that time, Herman trying to catch the lead runner a bit off guard, but to no avail. 2-0 the count to Alex Rocky with two in scoring position here. Hiawatha's third batter and second baseman. And a pitch misses high. Ball three. Chance to load him up with Xavier Oldham on deck as one of the two Hiawatha hits from the first inning, and now they've added two more hits here already in the second. Pitch by McAfee inside. That's a 4-pitch walk to Alex Rocky to load up the bases. The first walk issued by McAfee, he's hit a batter, so 2 free passes totaled, surrendered there by McAfee, and that'll bring assistant coach Sam Keim out of the dugout and having a chat with his pitcher and catcher with one out. Bases loaded for Hiawatha here in the second. Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you all summer long by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K Service helping you get there safely. Also, Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere. Online at highlandcc.edu, now enrolling for fall classes at Highland Community College. Keim TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers at Keim TS Trucking in Sabetha. Here's Xavier Oldham, a chance to get Hiawatha right back in this game. Starting pitcher that gave up 6 hits and 7 runs in a third of an inning. Grounds one towards the shortstop. Garber bobbles it and flips to second. They do get the out there. Relay to first, not in time. So for Oldham, it is an RBI ground out, but just barely on the 6-4 play. As Garber kind of bobbled that at short, but still had time to get the runner out there. So Alex Rocky is out number 2 at second base. Run does score on the play, making it 8-4 as Ashton Rocky came on home. Now Gunnar Kuntz. First pitch misses, ball 1. Kuntz is the 7th batter of the inning. Hiawatha also batted 7 guys in the first inning. Oldham a good bet to take off, and there he goes from first. Sabetha will ignore him as he again moves into scoring position. Alex Rocky's at third base. Oldham at second. Pitch inside, 2-0 to Gunnar Kuntz with 2 outs. Hiawatha scored 2 runs so far on 2 base hits. Couple free passes here in the inning as well. And now the next pitch from McAfee is in there for a called strike. Kuntz was taken all the way. He was a strikeout victim his first time up, the only strikeout recorded by McAfee thus far. And this pitch right in there for a called strike too. So good job by McAfee to kind of battle back and get in this at-bat. Pitch high, chopper on the infield, but with two outs. Glove by Bauman at third. He'll throw to first, has a great arm, and retires the side. And that is a 5-3 putout to end the inning. But just as they did in the first, Hiawatha scores two more in the second. They do it on a couple hits and leave two runners left on base. One and a half complete. We got a shootout. It's Sabetha 8 and Hiawatha 4 here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Somerset Park in Sabetha. Studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke with you. Bottom of the second inning. It'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters as Sabetha sent 13 to the plate in the first. So Josh Herman, Cooper Bradbury, and Shane Fry will all bat for a second time, but they'll be facing a different pitcher as Ashton Rocky came in to replace Xavier Oldham with one out in the first. Got the final couple outs, and now we'll go here in the second. 8-4 is our score. 6 hits for Sabetha. Hiawatha has 2 runs on 2 hits, but left 2 on in the first. 2 runs, 2 hits, and again left 2 on in the second. Several errors. In fact, a total of 5 already by the two teams combined in this game. Hiawatha had 3 errors in the first inning. We'll see if they can be a little cleaner here for the second inning. Josh Herman reached on a walk, scored back in the first, and he fouls off this pitch on the first base dugout side for strike one. Sabetha's first 8 batters all reached safely before Hiawatha recorded an out, the number 9 hitter in the Raptor lineup. This pitch is inside. It's 1-1 now to Josh Herman. Reached on a walk, scored on an error. Herman's been busy catching already tonight, and a ground ball up the middle. That'll be a base hit. A leadoff single as Herman bounces one right back over the bag at second base for Sabetha's 7th hit of the evening. Cooper Bradbury reached on an error. That credit for an RBI as that came with the runner at third that was going to score. Bradbury came around to score himself back in the first. Right-handed hitters, the pitch from Ashton Rocky misses inside. Ashton just going to be a junior at Hiawatha, but got involved early at the varsity level of all 3 seasonal sports for Hiawatha this year. Throw over to first, but Herman is back safely. Sabetha's swiped 3 bases so far. There goes the runner, and the pitch low, and no throw attempted as Lee had to block it. It was in the dirt, and Herman easily able to steal second this time. 2-0 the count to Cooper Bradbury. Big swing there, but it came up empty, and now it's 2-1. Shane Fry on deck, Jonathan Renier to follow here for Sabetha, working with a 4-run lead, bottom of the second inning. High pop up on the infield. Pitcher Ashton Rocky says he has it. Comes back towards the mound, almost right on top of that pitching rubber, and makes the catch for out number one. So Ashton able to retire Bradbury. Herman at second still, and here's Shane Fry, who had an RBI single and came around to score his first time up. Fry hit at the right field, and the left-handed batter swings and misses at the first offering he sees from Ashton Rocky. Ball that was kind of misjudged a little bit, ended up going over the head and just off the glove of Smith in right field back in the first inning. Fry takes this pitch outside, and it's 1-1. Fry was the sixth straight batter for Sabetha to start the first inning, not only reaching but coming around to score. Ground ball towards second. Alex Rocky has it, throws to first, and they get that out number two on a routine 4-3 play. Advancing to third is Josh Herman, but now with two outs, Hiawatha can try to get out of the inning without allowing any more runs, stay within four, and hope that they continue to chip away offensively. Jonathan Renier singled his first time up. He takes high for ball one. Renier trying to get that runner in from third. Lee going to make sure nothing gets past him here to keep this an 8-4 Sabetha lead heading to the third. From the stretch, Ashton Rocky's pitch popped up mile high. Left fielder Davis fades to his left towards center field. He's there, makes the catch on the shoulder, and that is the third out of the inning, working around a leadoff single to get three straight outs. Good job by Ashton Rocky. And nothing becomes of one hit for Sabetha. They've now stranded three. But as we head to inning number three, our score is Sabetha 8 and Hiawatha 4 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get rewarded for your Cinex grease purchases with Cinex Summer for Grease cards at Berwick Oil. Earn a $15 Visa gift card for every 4 10-pack or 35-pound pail purchased, or a $50 Visa gift card for every 120-pound keg purchased now until August 14, 2021. Just fill out a redemption form, attach your receipt, and mail it in by September to qualify. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying products and promotional details. Some exclusions apply. Dependable protection in the toughest conditions. Powered locally. Berwick Oil Company. Online at BerwickOil.com.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Flukeback with you here in Sabetha, where it's an 8-4 Raptor lead over Hiawatha as we head to the third. Hiawatha will back Gunnar Smith, Joel Bryan, and Tyler Davis here against Christian McAfee. Four runs, four hits for Hiawatha. Eight runs on seven hits for Sabetha. Sabetha's left three on, Hiawatha stranded four. Gunnar Smith, an RBI single his first time up. That came with two outs to get Hiawatha's second run of the game back in the first. Makes the first pitch for a strike from McAfee here in the top of the third. Christian winds and deals. The second pitch sweeps across and a bit outside. It's 1-1. I want this good offensively so far, since seven to the plate each of the first two innings. Here's a pop-up short right field. Boy, the right fielder is playing really shallow, and Shane Fry able to come in and make the catch for out number one. First time the leadoff batter has been recorded as an out here in this ball game for either team. Both teams had a leadoff double in the first. Both teams had a leadoff single in the second. And now fly ball to right for one out in the top of the third. Here's Joel Bryant. Takes down at the knees, called strike one. Joel fouled out. A nice play made by the catcher, Herman. Catch a pop up near the screen at the back of the backstop in the first inning. Here's a foul ball. Herman's chasing that one, and he makes a basket catch more than halfway up the first baseline. What a great play again by Josh Herman defensively. That is twice now that Joel Bryan has fouled out to the catcher. Bradbury was coming in there as well. That probably would have been an easier catch for him, but he didn't quite get there as quickly as Herman did, who made the call, and a very nice over-the-shoulder basket catch by Herman for out number two. Now Tyler Davis. He swings and misses strike one. Tyler singled and scored his first time up. So McAfee looking for a 1-2-3 inning after Ashton Rocky just recorded three straight outs. 0-1 pitch is high and outside. 1-1. So maybe we're settling into a baseball game here a little bit after it started out feeling more like basketball the way that points were going up on the scoreboard. This pitch barely missing the outside corner. 2-1 to Tyler Davis. Ryan Keith, number 9 hitter, is on deck. Hiawatha finishing the second time through their lineup. McAfee rocks and fires at the fastball, whiffed, and it's 2-2. Eight to four, Sabetha leads. Top of the third. They've out hit Hiawatha 7-4. Here's the pitch and inside. Almost caught the elbow there of Tyler Davis as he had a late reaction to kind of scoot back out of the way. And the count as far as we can go now at 3-2. Payoff for McAfee with the bases empty. Ground ball towards second. Voos moves over, in and out of his glove, behind the bag. He bobbles it again. Everybody's safe. That wasn't an easy play, but it will be an error as Voos got there, got the glove on it, but just couldn't field it cleanly to have a chance at making a throw back across his body to first. So a 1-2-3 inning averted, and Ryan Keith will get to the plate for Hiawatha here in the top of the third. And he takes low, ball one. Hit by a pitch, his first time up. Left-handed Hiawatha first baseman. The runner on first now and two outs. This pitch inside for ball two. Ashton Rocky, the leadoff hitter, now on deck. McAfee's next delivery is swung on and missed. Took a little bit off of that one and got it across the plate. Now 2-1 to Ryan Keith. McAfee comes set high, pitches inside. It's 3-1. Would like to get this number 9 batter here if he could. The top half has done the damage for Hiawatha thus far this evening. 3-1 pitch. Strike two called. That one near the top of the zone. That means the runner from first, Tyler Davis, will be off here on the pitch with two outs. From first base, he takes his lead. Bradbury holding him on. 3-2 to Keith. And chopped foul. Made contact with the batter there in the box. And back to first will go Davis as we'll have another 3-2 pitch coming up. Sabetha, 16 wins, only 4 losses for a team that really isn't all that old and experienced. Still a pretty young squad. Here's a pop-up, mile high. Second baseman Voos going back. There's 4 different Raptors there, but it's Voos, the second baseman, that makes the play. Center fielder, shortstop, right fielder, all there as well. But a good job by Voos. Good communication as Nathan is able to secure it and retire the side, atoning for his 2-out error as Hiawatha leaves 1 on base, but no hits and no runs. We head to the bottom of the third. Score remains Sabetha 8, Hiawatha 4.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you. American Legion Baseball here on KNZA throughout the summer. Thanks to all of our great Legion Baseball sponsors, including Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca. You can visit them online at sailorinsurance.com. Also, Two Timbers in Highland, a Home Plus senior living community, and Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people. Bottom of the third inning, bottom of the Sabetha lineup. Matthew Garber, the number 8 hitter, leads off against Ashton Rocky for the first time. Sharp grounder just threw past the shortstop and third baseman on the left side. So one pitch, and Matthew Garber's now 2-for-2 at the second single of the game. That's hit number 8 for Sabetha to match their 8 runs. Hiawatha, 4 runs, 4 hits. Sabetha now 8 runs, 8 hits. And Nathan Voos will bat, followed by Aiden Lang. 8, 9, and 10 hitters facing Ashton Rocky for the first time. Voos takes it low, and it bounces away from the catcher, rolls to the left away from Lee, and that'll put Matthew Garber up to second base. Voos reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score his first time up. That part of Sabetha's big 8-run first inning. 8 of the first 9 batters scored for the Raptors. Took 9 batters to get an out. This ball again, not caught by Lee, and gets to the backstop, and Garber moves to third. That's not a wild pitch. That's a passed ball. Lee just had a tough time squeezing it in the glove. The count is 2-0 here to Nathan Voos, but now a runner at third base and nobody out. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch by Ashton Rocky is outside this time, and now 3-0. Lang, and then the top of the order for the Raptors. Offensive numbers going up tonight for the home team. There's a strike on the outside corner. Voos taking it all the way, had the red light there, but now it's green. He'll go to work at 3-1. Had to get that runner in. Rocky comes set. Here's the pitch, and it's swing and a miss. He's battled back to push the count full at 3-2. Outfield for Hiawatha playing much deeper. Still straight away with that wind about 15 miles an hour, pushing it out to the left. Now the 3-2, and a little chopper foul on the third base side. Boost stays alive. Ashton Rocky's got another chance. Matthew Garber still standing on the bag at third. And another 3-2 pitch coming here. Rocky fires, and it's popped up on the infield. The third baseman, Koontz, calls for it. Stays in fair territory up the third base line and secures it for out number one. So a good battle there between Ashton Rocky, and a good job coming back after falling behind Nathan Voos, 3-0, to get out number one. Aiden Lang hit by a pitch his first time up. This is about the center fielder. With Garber still at third, the lead is still a 4-run cushion, and the pitch comes in a little bit high for ball one. Second game will be a 5-inning contest, as they do through the doubleheaders of the Legion season this summer. Not on radio. Swing and a miss by Lang. And 1-1 to count on him with one out and one runner on third base. Both teams have three errors. A bit sloppy. This pitch, nice backhand stop by the catcher, Lee. It's down and away, and the count's 2-1. Fastball popped up high. This should score the run. It's shallow right field. In fact, the second baseman, Alex Rocky, goes back and makes the catch, but his throw home is well off target and not in time as Matthew Garber comes home from third. It's a sack fly and an RBI for Aiden Lang as Sabetha now leads it 9-4 over Hiawatha here in the bottom of the third. Good job by Lang to get the runner home. And send that ball around to the right side of the field. Deep enough, even though it was caught by the second baseman, to score the run. Marcus Baumann takes a strike. He's 2-for-2. Batting for the third time. He's got a double and a single. He scored a run, driven in a run, stolen a base. Looped one into short center his last time up, and this one goes to center field. Hit harder, and Oldham has it. Caught on a beeline right at him, and that's out number three. Baumann retired for the first time on a line drive out to center field. But one run scores on one hit. No errors and nobody left. We head to the fourth. It is Sabetha 9 and Hiawatha 4 here on Kansaland Radio.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabetha.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNVA.
Welcome back with studio engineer, the Captain Kirk Kilman, Justin Fluke with you. On to the fourth inning, top of the Hiawatha lineup. Ashton Rocky leads off and takes a strike at the top of the zone from Christian McAfee out there for his fourth inning of work. Faced Rocky twice. Ashton doubled and scored, then reached on a fielder's choice and scored, so two of the four Hiawatha runs. And he grounds it to the shortstop. Garber fields it cleanly and throws over to first. Plenty of time. Couple pitches and one out on the 6-3 play to retire Ashton Rocky. Teams have settled in a bit after a shaky start for both squads. We had a lot of hits, runs, and several errors early, but in the last inning and a half, two innings, we've limited the runs and the hits and the base runners and gotten a few more outs. Here's Bryson Lee, the two-hitter. Had a notion, but good hold there as the pitch was tailing off outside. For ball one. 1-2 on the day is Bryson Lee, an RBI single his last time up. He's also reached on an error. Pitch by McAfee, grounded to short again. Garber's got another opportunity and perfect on the 6-3 out number two. Chance for a 1-2-3 inning for the second straight time. Last appearance, McAfee got two quick outs, then an error extended things. Got two quick outs again here in the fourth, working with that five-run cushion. Sabetha leading 9-4. They've out-hit Hiawatha 8-4. And a good breaking ball. Boy, that was a beauty in there to Alex Rocky for a called strike one. Alex has been on twice, but officially 0-for-1. He's walked and also reached on a fielder's choice. One strike pitch for McAfee. A fast ball lifted and just over the shortstop into center field. Base hit for Alex Rocky. And trouble getting that ball. Rocky will stop it first as the left fielder Funk came over to get it. And that's a two-out single for Alex Rocky that'll bring up Xavier Oldham. Quick visit from Ron Smith, the Hiawatha Legion coach. Oldham has singled and has an RBI fielder's choice as well with the bases loaded his last time up. A lot of power in a smaller frame for Xavier Oldham. Another youngster for the Hiawatha squad, just going to be a sophomore, I do believe, this coming year. And the pitch check swing, low and away, ball one. Alex Rocky, good speed at first base. See what he does here with two outs. Down five runs. Throw over to first, had a pretty big lead, but he dives back in there safely before Bradbury swipes the tag. Hiawatha scored two runs in the first, two runs in the second. Sabetha got eight runs in the first and one in the third. Throw to first again, but nothing doing. Now the 1-0 pitch. And that's belted into left field for a single. Over to cut it off is Funk. Holding it second is Alex Rocky with the second hit of the day for Xavier Oldham. As he really turned on that pitch, hit it hard on the left side and through. So now two on and two out. Gunnar Kuntz will try to keep the line moving and try to reach for the first time against Christian McAfee. Gunnar Kuntz has struck out. He's also grounded to third in this game. Rocky and Oldham, neither runner held on. Here's the pitch from McAfee, and that's grounded, and that's through on the left side by Kuntz. Around third, Rocky, and slams on the brakes. Almost popped the airbags there. It looked like he was thinking score, but head coach held him up. Probably the right decision there at the last moment, as three straight singles by Hiawatha with two outs here in the middle of their lineup. Alex Rocky, Xavier Oldham, and now Gunnar Kuntz with his first hit of the day. All of them going through on the left side of the field. And the bases are loaded with two outs for Gunnar Smith. Came through with a two-out hit, an RBI single back in inning number one. Fly to right field his last time up. Pitch by McAfee. And that's in there for a called strike. Boy, big hit here, and Hiawatha's back in and a part of this game. McAfee can get this third out. Has to feel great heading to the fifth inning with at least a five-run lead. The 0-1. High bouncer on the infield, going to be a tough play. Bauman fields and sets, throws in time to get Gunnar Smith and retire the side. So three singles with two outs, but Hiawatha leaves them loaded. Hiawatha's now stranded eight total runners on base. And as we head to the bottom of the fourth, Sabetha leads it 9-4 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Sabetha leading it 9-4 here on Kansas Land Radio. Live streaming online at mscsports.net, where you can follow along with Legion Baseball scores and schedules and updated standings and such all online there as well. Here's Darren Funk leading off for Sabetha, taking outside from Ashton Rocky, who's worked 2 2/3 innings. Did not start, but came in with just one out in the first inning. And he faced two batters and got them both out. Long drive to right field over the head of Gunnar Smith. Darren Funk is setting around second, and now we'll stop there with a leadoff double. Extra base hit number 3 for Sabetha in this contest, and the first hit for Darren Funk tonight, as he had reached on an error and had a sacrifice fly, but now a base hit to get things going for the Raptors here in the bottom of the fourth. Braden Argabright, then Josh Herman and Cooper Bradbury. Argabright takes ball one. He had a two-run double in the first. Popped out to shortstop his last time to the plate. Another RBI opportunity here, perhaps looking to switch spots. And he does lift it into right field. Line drive, Funk around third. They're going to score him. No throw to the plate, and it is an RBI single for Braden Argabright. So Sabetha extends their lead now 10-4 here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Funk crosses home for the second time tonight. And the batter will be Josh Herman with nobody out. Herman walked and scored. He also has singled. Runner stealing. The throw to second, not in time. Argabright got a great jump and able to slide in well ahead of the throw at second. Want to know the count to the Sabetha catcher. Pitch off the outside part of the plate. Good crowd on hand. Got some Little League games going on up the way as well here in Sabetha. This pitch hits Josh Herman on the shoulder, so he's now been on base all three times. That is the first free pass surrendered by Ashton Rocky in this game. But still no outs here in the bottom of the fourth, and now runners first and second for Cooper Bradbury. Cooper reached on an error and scored. He's also popped out to the pitcher. Ashton from the stretch. Runners take off, and a ball pulled, but man, that had home run distance, definitely, but Bradbury out in front. Paul Hurl over there with the big smile, clapping his hands, knows that he had the hit and run on there, and a good pitch. Bradbury got all of it and then some, but he was out in front just a little bit too much. Boy, that was a rope. Well, the 0-1 pitch may not be as good for Ashton Rocky, but it is, and it's lifted to the gap in left center field. Fastball down the middle will go all the way to the fence. Scoring is Argabright. Herman around third. He touches home. And Bradbury into second with a two-run double. He's driven in 3 runs now in this game. And Sabetha leads it 12-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. Boy, Ashton Rocky again. Another kind of meat pitch. Just fastball over the heart of the plate. And Bradbury knew just what to do with it. He waited a split second longer than his previous swing in the Hiawatha infield meeting here around Coach Ron Smith and Ashton Rocky. Doesn't look like any changes will be made. Sabetha now with 12 runs on 11 hits. And Hiawatha with 4 runs on 7 hits. Runner at second base and still nobody out here in this bottom of the fourth. Funk doubled, Argabright with a RBI single, Herman hit by a pitch, and Bradbury delivering a two-run double. And now the batter is Shane Fry, who has an RBI single and a ground out. He's 1-for-2 with a run score. Ashton Rocky looks back to second, pitches, and it's pulled to right side. Alex Rocky fields in a second, flips to first. That's the first out of the inning. So 4-3 on the play. Bradbury goes to third. And now the designated hitter, Jonathan Rodvelt, will bat for the third time. Second against Ashton Rocky. Renier 1-for-2. He singled and fly to left. Outfield deep for Hiawatha, straight away. Pitches down and outside for ball one. Special thanks to KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, one of our proud summer broadcast Legion Baseball sponsors. This pitch low, nicely blocked by Lee, but the count 2-0. Also, the Moreland James Banks in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. And Two Timbers in Highland, a home plus senior living community. As well as Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Visit Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm, 815 Oregon Street in Hiawatha. Third pitch was a strike, so now 2-1 to Jonathan Ronville, with the runner Bradbury at third base and still just one away. We're in the bottom of the fourth. This pitch outside, now 3-1 to Ronville, or Rinier rather, excuse me, Jonathan Rinier, with Matthew Garber on deck. Garber, Argabright, and Bauman are the three guys with multi-hit games already for Sabetha. This ball's fouled back and lands right on top of us here in the nicely air-conditioned press box at Somerset Park. First Legion baseball game that I've had a chance to broadcast live in a couple of summers. Of course, last year was a little bit different. Didn't really even technically have Legion ball. A little bit of Northeast Kansas League ball last summer with COVID. There's another foul back at us. This one might land on top of us. Yep, there it is as well. 3-2. Ball's off the front side of the press box, and Rinier will get another pitch. But when I went to broadcast Legion baseball earlier today and do a little prep to get ready, I grabbed my Legion baseball folder, which dates all the way back to my first year of broadcasting at for Hiawatha on KNZA Radio in 2001. This pitch just outside and low, so a good 7-pitch at bat, and Jonathan Rinier works a walk. So he's on first, Bradbury's at third, and Matthew Garber's 2-for-2, the batter now. A pair of singles, scored twice, driven in a run. You can bet Rinier are going to take off pretty quickly here as Ashton Rocky comes set. There goes the runner. The pitch is low. No throw attempted, so now the guys are at second and third out there. And so there is a lot of history in front of me. I have the final standings, the all-league teams, all the state tournament souvenir programs for State Legion Baseball. Of course, many of those hosted here at Sabetha early on. In my career, back in the early 2000s, Hiawatha was coming off a very successful run in the late 90s and had a lot of postseason Legion baseball games there at Noble. There's a foul out of play on the right side. It's 2-1 to Matthew Garber. Yeah, I don't even know where to start, but I could have some fun just flipping through some pages. I got some stats and lineups from games 15 years ago. All right in front of me here tonight. 2-1 pitch. Fastball found in the back screen. It's 2-2 now to Garber with one out. Runners second and third. Sabetha up 12-4 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They've scored two already after an 8-run first. They've been in control of this game. Pounding out 11 hits so far here in the contest. Ashton Rocky set and the 2-2 on the way. Outside. Pushing the count full, base one is open. Rinier's at second, and Bradbury's at third. With one out, here's a 3-2. And he missed outside ball four. So back-to-back walks by Ashton Rocky have loaded the bases. And Sabetha kind of toying now with a couple big hits away from ending this game here this inning by run rule. Pitch to Nathan Voos, grounded towards third, fielded, and the throw is home, and they get that force out. Bradbury slides in, but a good job by Lee, the Hiawatha catcher, to hold on to it, and that keeps it a 12-4 game here at the moment, as Bradbury out at home on a 5-2 fielder's choice. Good job by the third baseman, Koontz. I think his initial thought was to go to the bag, just touch the bag. But then realized, hey, let's get that force out, that easy out at home with his momentum bringing him in. Here's a big swing and a miss by Aiden Lang. Strike one. Aiden has popped to second and been hit by a pitch. He's looking for his first hit of the night, as was Nathan Voos. Ashton Rocky trying to get out of trouble, leave him loaded. Pop up, little slice foul over the Hiawatha first base dugout, and it's now no balls, two strikes. Leadoff hitter Marcus Bauman. Hiawatha hoping not to face him till inning number five. Two runs have scored on three hits and three free passes here in this bottom of the fourth. Ashton Rocky ready as Lee gives him the sign. Now the 0-2. Blocked in the dirt. Low pitch by Ashton. Good time to do that. Ahead in the count still at one ball and two strikes now. Two outs in the inning after the fielder's choice by Voos to get that out at home. And a pop-up, short center. Back goes the second baseman, Alex Rockies, behind the bag. Short center field makes the catch, and Sabetha leaves them loaded. They do get a couple runs on three hits, but they leave three on base. And as we head to inning number five, our score is Sabetha 12 and Hiawatha 4 here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you as we head to inning number five. 12 runs on 11 hits for Sabetha. Hiawatha has 4 runs on 7 hits. Both teams have committed 3 errors. Hiawatha will have 7, 8, and 9 hitters up. And they'll be facing a different pitcher as Jonathan Renier is now into pitch. So Christian McAfee goes 4 innings. That'll be it for him. 7 hits, 4 runs allowed by Christian McAfee. He hit one batter, struck out one batter, and walked one batter. So now Renier, Hiawatha will have Joel Bryan, Tyler Davis, and Ryan Keith coming to the plate. Renier, right-hander. First pitch. This is outside, ball one. Joel Bryan is 0 for 2. He's twice fouled out to the catcher. So Herman has had the number of Joel Bryan on a couple fantastic plays. 1-0 right in there for strike. Pitching numbers for Renier this year. This is just his 5th appearance of the summer. He's made a couple starts and pitched a complete game shutout. Has a record of 2-1. Just over 10 innings pitched. He's given up 23 hits, so 2 hits allowed per inning, but not near as many runs, and he has 12 strikeouts and only 5 walks. So good numbers there for Jonathan Renier. Swing and a foul tip to stay alive. The count remains 1-2 to Joel Bryan. Hiawatha, 2 runs in the first and 2 in the second. Left them loaded after 3 straight 2-out singles in the fourth. 1-2 pitch to Bryan. Back up the middle. That is a base hit. Joel Bryan had fouled a couple out earlier in his at-bats, but that one was drilled right back where it came from and into center field. A leadoff single as Hiawatha's had a hit now in 3 of the 5 innings from their leadoff hitter. Tyler Davis is 1-for-2. He singled and scored in the second. He was the leadoff batter that inning. So Rinier allows a hit to the first batter he faces. Told you, pitcher that throws strikes, doesn't walk many, but wants the defense to work behind him and has given up quite a few hits. Pitch here is past the glove of Rinier, fielded a second, Moose flips, they get the out, throw to first, double play! 4-6, phenomenal turn, as Voos kind of, at the last second, he was thinking about going to the bag, but then he flipped it to Garber, and a beautiful turn by Garber, the shortstop, as the 4-6-3 double play protects Sabetha's 8-run lead and erases the base runners with two outs now here in this top of the fifth inning. If Hiawatha doesn't get a run, I believe this game ends, right? 8 runs after 5, yeah, so... 8-run lead right now, 12-4. So unless Hiawatha rallies the 2 outs to get at least 1 run across here, this game's going to end by run rule in the top of the fifth inning. Ryan Keith is the batter. Swings and misses twice, so he's in an 0-2 hole. Give Sabetha credit. They came to bat for the first time tonight, down 2-0. As a swing and a miss by Ryan Keith will end this ball game. Rinier gets the double play and then the strikeout, and this contest ends at 12-4. But Sabetha down 2-0 as they came to bat for the first time, bottom of the first inning, and what did they do? Well, the first 8 batters all reached safely. The first 6 batters all reached and scored, and before the inning was over, Sabetha had pounded out 8 runs on 6 hits to take an 8-2 lead. And they hold on here tonight for the 12-4 victory in Game 1. Game 2 is slated for a 5-inning contest coming up, but we will not have the broadcast of that one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. What we will have is post-game coming up, plus a McDonald's Player of the Game. That selection, and they'll get a free extra value meal from the McDonald's to use at Seneca or Hiawatha locations. So still all that coming up. Stick with us. Their final Sabetha 12, Hiawatha 4 here on KNZA.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our 4-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292. Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Somerset Park in Sabetha. Justin Fluke with you one final time as the game ends in 5 innings here in the first half of the doubleheader tonight. Sabetha defeats Hiawatha 12-4, the final. Hiawatha ended up with 4 runs on 8 hits in the contest. They committed 3 errors, but they left 8 runners stranded on base. For Sabetha, 12 runs on 11 hits. They also committed three errors tonight, and Sabetha left six runners stranded on base. Sabetha with the win now 17-4. Hiawatha with the loss drops to 2-9 on the season. The two teams will play another five-inning game here coming up shortly. This game, I guess, kind of decided in the first inning. Hiawatha out of the gates, getting a couple runs on a couple hits. Good start for them. Left a couple stranded, but then just couldn't get any outs. Avery Oldham, the starting pitcher, able to retire just one batter. His defense, three errors behind him. He also gave up a walk and six total hits in that first inning. As Sabetha scored eight runs on six hits, took the commanding lead, never looked back. Hiawatha getting two runs on two more hits in the second, so it was an 8-4 game. Only allowed one run to Sabetha. Actually came to bat in the third, down 8-4. Gave up one run to Sabetha in the third, so they were down 9-4. But Hiawatha couldn't play any runs after the second inning. And Sabetha added three more runs on three hits in the fourth to give him the eight-run margin, and ultimately the run rule victory here tonight. So Xavier Oldham takes the loss, just a third of an inning, charged with seven runs on six hits. But of those seven runs by Oldham, only one of them was an earned run. As Hiawatha had three errors in the first inning tonight. Oldham had one walk, zero strikeouts. Ashton Rocky did a pretty good job, came in, got the final two outs in the first, and then pitched the second, third, and fourth. So 3 2/3 innings thrown by Ashton Rocky. He didn't give up three free passes in his final inning, but those were the only three free passes, one hit batter and a couple walks there in the fourth. He did not record any strikeouts as he surrendered five hits and five runs in relief. Offensively for Hiawatha, Ashton Rocky was 1-for-3 with two runs scored. Bryson Lee was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Alex Rocky was 1-for-2 with a run scored. Xavier Oldham went 2-for-3 with an RBI. Oldham had the only multi-hit game for Hiawatha. Gunnar Kuntz was 1-for-3. Gunnar Smith was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Joe Bryan also 1-for-3 in this game, as was Tyler Davis, 1-for-3 with a run scored. And the only Hiawatha batter that did not record a hit was Ryan Keith, who finished 0-2 offensively. For Sabetha, kind of just go through their order as well, as they certainly had a lot of standout offensive nights. Marcus Bauman, 2-for-3, a run and one batted in. Darren Funk, 1-for-2. He scored twice and drove in a run. Braden Argabright went 2-for-3. He had three runs batted in and scored twice. Josh Herman, 1-for-1 with two runs scored. Cooper Bradbury, 1-for-3, had three RBI and a run scored. Shane Fry was 1-for-3 with a run and a ribby. Jonathan Renier, 1-for-2. Matthew Garber went 2-for-2 with two runs scored and one batted in. Garber reached base all three times. Nathan Voos was 0-for-3 but did score a run, and Aiden Lang did have an RBI while going 0-for-1 officially in his at-bats in this game. So everybody for Sabetha had a hit. At least eight of their 10 guys had a hit, and number 9-hole guy had a run, and the number 10 hitter had an RBI for Sabetha to round out a team offensive performance. 12-4, Sabetha with the victory. The two teams will play again. And then tomorrow, the only Legion baseball games scheduled are Seneca at Silver Lake and Topeka at Oskaloosa tomorrow night. Donovan County plays at Marysville. That's this coming Friday. Sabetha next in action on Saturday. They'll be at Oskaloosa at 3-5 this Saturday, June the 26th. For Hiawatha, they have home games against Donovan County this Sunday, scheduled at 3-5 there at Noble Park in Hiawatha. Again, we want to thank our Legion baseball sponsors. They include Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also, thanks to Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. KimeTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment driving packages. The Moreland James Banks in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley, and online at bankbv.com. Also, thanks to Kirkwood & Company in Highland, restaurant and sports bar, open 7 days a week. Visit Kirkwood on Facebook for daily specials. Stop by for great food and drinks and atmosphere at Kirkwood & Company in Highland. C&K Service is your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, helping you get there safely. Also, thanks to Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha, 815 Oregon Street, for great insurance rates and other financial services. Two Timbers in Highland is the Home Plus Senior Living Community, and Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for good food and good experienced people. One final item tonight to conclude our broadcast, and that's our McDonald's Player of the Game presented by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And tonight's McDonald's Player of the Game certainly giving us a few options. Christian McAfee pitched four innings, giving up just four runs on seven hits. You have Braden Argenbright that was 2 for 3 with two runs and three ribbies. Cooper Bradbury had three RBI in the game. Matthew Garber 2 for 2. But I'm going to combine some defense with some offense tonight. And somebody that I thought had a really good game, I'm going to go with Josh Herman of Sabetha for our player to bank on. Herman actually got on base all three times he batted. He drew a walk and scored. He was hit by a pitch and scored. And he was officially 1 for 1 with a single. But Herman made two outstanding catches. Both of them happened to be against Joel Bryan, but one was all the way up against the edge of the backstop, and the other one was over halfway up the first base line. That was a basket over the shoulder catch, and the one against the screen as well. I thought Herman just played a great game. He did a good job calling the pitches and controlling things behind the plate. So Josh Herman is our McDonald's Player of the Game. 1 for 1, two runs scored, two great outs, and a good job catching for Josh Herman, our McDonald's Player of the Game here this evening. The Sabetha beats Hiawatha 12-4. Again, is our final for our captain, studio engineer Kurt Kilman. This has been Justin Fluke. It's been a pleasure, and I didn't even bore you with all my 21 years of American Legion baseball knowledge with all of the book and info gathered here from our broadcast over the last 20-plus years at Kansaland Radio, but we'll have a game coming up for you again next week here on KNZA. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.